Hey, welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Also, so today we're gonna do another question of the day. I love the questions. Be sure to keep them coming. And again, in order for you to send your questions, you just have to go on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a review. While you're writing the review and letting us know how amazing this podcast is, make sure you add your question there and I'll be glad to answer your question. And if you want me to give you a shout out as I'm answering the questions, make sure you put your name there. So let's go today and answer the question that we have. And the question we have today is like, what are your top five best tips for someone with no background in nursing or healthcare on how to start a home care agency? So I love this question. First, let's get this straight out of the way. You don't have to be a nurse. You don't have to have any background in healthcare to be a home care agency owner. Lots of the people who are doing really, really well in this industry are not nurses, and they don't have a background in healthcare. What I really believe is one of the skills that you need in order to excel in this business, you definitely have to have some marketing and sales skill, and you have to also be persistent. So I feel like those are like the main characteristic that you need to be successful, whether or not you have healthcare background or do not have healthcare background. So those are some of the things that you need to do. But let's get into it. So if you don't have any experience in healthcare, at all, you're not a nurse, you're interested in starting your home care agency, what you want to do, you want to start doing your research and be knowledgeable about this industry. First, do your research and start being knowledgeable and really understanding what is it that you're looking to get into. That is very crucial because lots of time people look at the numbers. They look at, hey, this business is a business that is sustainable. I want to be there. But you really have to do the research to be sure that is something that you want to do. And of course, you have to be passionate about the elderly. There's no if, there's no but on that. So once you do your research, you also want to know your state regulations. Every state have different regulations. What you can do in Ohio is not going to be the same thing you can do in Florida. What you can do in Florida is not going to be the same thing that you can do in Maryland. Every state has their own regulations, except for a few states who don't have any regulations at all. But most states have their own very distinct regulation that you have to follow if you live in this state. Then once you do that, you really want to learn more about the marketing and sales. That is really crucial. One thing you're going to realize, marketing and sales in home care is totally different than any other types of marketing and sales that you have learned before. I've seen it many and many times where people have sales experience, they have marketing experience, and they coming into home care, they are confident, they know they got this, but when they come into home care, it's like an eye-opener. It wasn't nothing like what they have thought that they will have getting into. So you have to really learn more about marketing and sales. And if you don't have those skills, that is okay. If you have those skills, you're going to excel even faster. And that's one of the reasons why I see lots of pharmaceutical sales representatives, how they excel in this industry. because they already have a knowledge of sales and marketing, even though the sales and marketing in home care is different, but they have a knowledge in sales and marketing already, and they have that experience. And because they have that experience, that allows them to even like excel faster and grow faster, as opposed to people who don't have those skills. And that's even a skill that put you even in a better position than nurses, because most nurses, our weakness is sales and marketing, because we are more like benevolent people. We are in the caring business. It doesn't feel right for most nurses to charge for our services. So if you get those skills, even though it's different, like there's different, you have to adapt to home care, but having those skills prior will definitely help, because the knowledge you get, you can kind of transfer it and mold it into the home care industry, of course, with the right guidance. And if you don't have those skills, you have to be coachable. You have to be coachable, because if you're not coachable in the areas of sales and marketing, you will not make it. That's it. You will not. Because if you're not coachable in sales and marketing, if you don't have the knowledge, and even when you have the knowledge, you have to be coachable in order to adapt that knowledge into home care. Because I've seen it times and times again. People come into this industry, they think they have the knowledge, and then when they come into it and start marketing, they say, wow, this is totally different than what I expected. It's not the same as what I've been doing for years and years. So whether you have some of the knowledge or not, you have to be coachable in order to learn the right strategies and the right tools from people who have done this before you, people who have already been through it, because you don't want to reinvent the wheels. If something is working, you want to make it work, but you don't want to reinvent the wheels, right? And the other thing, you have to be willing to put in the hard work. I know having a business, eventually the goal for most of us in having a business is to have freedom, right? To be able to have flexibility, to be able to have freedom with our time, with our money, with to have total freedom. But really, in reality, the first few years that you are building your business, you have flexibility in the sense where you can choose when to start working. Like I don't have to miss something that my son is doing because I can put it into my schedule. Let's say my son has a recital at 10 a.m. I can fix my schedule and go there at 10 a.m. and be there. But even when I do that, that means whatever the work that I had to do for my agency, I'm still going to have to do it. I can do it at a later time. But really, in the first year of your agency, you're going to be ready to work. It's going to be the hardest work that you have ever done. Be ready to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. Because it's going to be like when you're building that foundation, you're building a business that will last you for years, a business that can create so much impact, a business that can bring you a ton of revenue. You're going to have to really take the time to build it the right way. And the first few years, those are the years that where you're really learning, where you're really putting in a lot, and it's gonna feel like a lot. It's more than you ever done. So you have to be willing to put in that hard work. You have to be willing to keep on going, even when the obstacles showed up, because obstacles is part of this. There's no way you can escape this. There's gonna be obstacles, but you have to rise above the obstacles and keep on pushing. And lastly, what I will say, be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, right? Because if you're not putting yourself out there, what do I mean by putting yourself out there? Telling people about your business, implementing your marketing plan, be like a broken record, telling people exactly what you do. You have to be willing to do that. You can't be shy about that, because the more you say, and like the same, there's this proverb that says, "Fed mouth, closed mouth don't get fed." So if you're not putting it out there, you're not going to be able to impact the lives that you want to impact. You're not going to be able to provide the job that you want to provide. You're not going to be able to provide the peace of mind that you want to provide for the family of your clients. You're not going to be able to allow your clients to live at home for as long as possible the way that they will love to age in place in their later years in life. So you have to be able to be willing to put yourself out there, put your business out there shamelessly and spread the good news about your business. So those are my tips for someone who don't have any expertise or any experience in healthcare and who is looking to start their own home care agency. So thank you so much for sending the questions. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating as well as a review. And in the review, you can ask anything related to the home care industry. And if you want a shout out, make sure you put your name there. That's all that you have to do. And then just hold on tight for your time to come for me to answer your questions online. So thank you again. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in the next episode.